In its findings released in July 2024, the GAO found that Native households were more than twice as likely to deal with food shortages or problems securing nutritious meals. Catherine Laren is the GAO's director. She mentions a few common factors.
Just the more rural and remote locations of tribal communities. They are harder to reach. There is less access to a variety of nutritious foods, and the cost of the foods is higher than often you find in more urban areas.
Among the recommendations the GAO has made is letting tribes administer more food and nutrition service programs and addressing dual participation in SNAP and food distribution programs. Marlon Skenendor is an Oneida Nation counselor who worked with the GAO during its research and surveying of tribes. He says traditional foods are important, but so is affordability and access.
Wild rice is super expensive now, and berries are getting up there. So it's all about direct access. I always think of an idea of how we can subsidize some of our traditional indigenous foods. And we kind of do that now. We have a tribal elder food box that happens twice a month that is mostly indigenous sourced.
The GAO's six recommendations are intended to improve knowledge of food security among tribal communities and improve services. But while Congress and the USDA have agreed with the recommendations, nothing has been done yet. Mary Green Trottier is a Spirit Lake tribal member who also serves as the director of the National Associate of Food Delivery Programs on Indian Reservations. She says studies and recommendations are fine, but now it's time to collaborate towards remedies.
We know the problems. We know we can address the solutions. We are boots on the ground, and just listening to our voices and utilizing that knowledge.
The USDA says it's actively working to address the GAO's recommendations, but did not address any specifics on a timeline. And two congressional committees that work in Indian Affairs did not return requests for comment. For National Native News, I'm Brian Bull.